Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. Good afternoon again. I'm Deborah Becker. Stock in Mansfield-based Covidien Incorporated ended trading today more than 20% higher than when it opened. That's after word that the company agreed to be purchased by medical device giant Medtronic for a whopping $43 billion in cash and stock. WBUR business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch explains the deal.
Unless you've seen the company logo on Fenway's Green Monster, it may be the largest local corporation you've never heard of. Covidien is a healthcare technology company that sells directly to hospitals and medical clinics. It's based in Mansfield, where most of the company's 1,800 Massachusetts employees work. But Covidien is incorporated in Ireland. That's a key part of the deal, says Rich Neuwitter, an analyst with the Boston industry research firm Leerink Partners. He says there are big tax advantages.
There's a clear pathway towards Medtronic attempting to access cash reserves to have increased flexibility to the way in which they decide to deploy their capital.
Medtronic will move its corporate headquarters to join Covidien in Ireland, where the corporate tax rate is 12.5%. The tax rate here is 35%. The deal also lets Medtronic bring more of its global earnings back to the U.S. without penalties. Another benefit is size. Medtronic was already a medical device giant, but this deal makes it gargantuan. The two companies' product lines complement each other with hardly any overlap. Analyst Rich Neuwitter says eventually this combined product portfolio could give Medtronic more power over hospitals in negotiations.
It enables this entity to potentially work with the hospital to find ways to add value within each of the subspecialties better than competitors.
Neuwitter says this mega deal may be one result of the Affordable Care Act. The law puts pressure on healthcare providers to be more efficient and control costs. What the deal means to Covidien's 1,800 Massachusetts employees remains unclear. In a conference call with investors, CEO Jose Almeida says the initial reaction from his employees has been positive.
I got notes from people in R&D, people in business units, selling and marketing. They're really excited about this. So this is a 1+1=5 here.
Except for the employees who will lose their jobs. To reduce administrative overlap, Medtronic executives say they will eliminate some of Covidien's Massachusetts jobs. That would be a part of the $850 million in cost savings Medtronic says it has already identified. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.